President Rodrigo Duterte has declared martial law in the Philippine island of Mindanao, which is home to almost 22 million people. This comes after a violent outbreak between the army and ISIS-affiliated militants in Marawi, a city that's had a long history of fighting for its Muslim autonomy. The city has now been blacked out while residents wait for an explanation. Australian National University's Dr. Imelda Daneler talked to The Wire's Tom Johnston about where the government has gone wrong.
It's been a long history of the fight for self-determination. So even, you know, the colonial times, it has resisted Americans, of course, and the Japanese, of course, subsequently the central government. Basically, in terms of peace negotiations with the Muslim insurgent groups, particularly with the MILF, we are actually back to square one under the current administration of President Rodrigo Duterte.
So there's been such a long history of these sort of insurgents. Is it not surprising then that there's this particular rebellion?
It is something that's about to happen, but it also converges with global and regional developments. These groups who are affiliating themselves with ISIS, they actually started even during the past administration. But during this time when the Bangsamoro Basic Law was not approved by the legislature, I think there were more dissatisfaction from the Moro people about the peace process. And as you can see, I think based on intelligence on the ground, that most of these recruits are actually young students from universities. So these are people that are exposed to certain ideologies that are coming from maybe the region and the global field as well.
Do you think there is a peaceful way that they can move forward?
The first peaceful way to move forward is for the government to show that it is really sincere in pushing forward this political solution. And so that entails really our government, the legislators, the president, working overtime to actually come up with a principled peace settlement for the Moro people.
And so this isn't sort of necessarily just a case of Duterte's extreme side. Is it what he's doing now quite justified?
Well, of course, some people are divided, as you can see in the media and from, you know, different perspectives from many people. On one hand, they say that, you know, it is necessary because the immediate need is to drive away this group because they are really causing damage to Marawi now, and perhaps this can ignite other areas in Mindanao, you know, to have similar siege like this or similar uprising. So that's the most immediate thing. However, there is also a question of proportionality that is being questioned not only by, you know, Christian groups in Manila and from non-Muslim regions in the Philippines, but by Muslims themselves who are actually taking to social media for the government to take proportionate measures. For example, bombing, they say, is causing more damage than good because it only affects the civilians. So this will, in a way, also instigate other civilians to be sympathetic to the group. So in fact, reports from the ground say that, of course, while ISIS is doing this carnage, they're also doing recruitment there on the ground. The sentiments of people, both in Mindanao and outside, is that it is quite disproportionate to actually impose martial law over all of Mindanao, where Marawi only has, you know, quite a small population compared to the broader of Mindanao, which has 24 million people. So why is he imposing martial law? And so people are really asking whether, you know, this incident is just a pretext to really imposing martial law that he has been really wanting to do.
We sort of see this extremism popping up in the West a lot, but we don't really consider the rest of the world.
I don't think that people have really anticipated that this is happening. This is even far worse than the Sulu siege, the Zamboanga siege that happened. And because we see some people who are really committed to the cause of IS, that these things even become more concerning. This is something that the Filipino people, the government, the civil society should just be, you know, should be united, you know, because it's something that really concerns everyone and not just the Muslim people.
Fellow at ANU's School of Regulation and Global Governance and Director of the Philippines Project, Imelda Daneler.